I asked Mark Carmen to jump on here with us for a couple of seconds from WGN Radio Sports. Carm, how are you?
John, I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Where are you right now?
I am live in my car listening to you, talking to you.
I hope you're not driving because it's illegal to drive in Chicago if you've got a cell phone. Unless you're
Parked on Sheridan Road here, John, in beautiful Uptown. Absolutely not driving. Have a beautiful view of the city.
All right, excellent. Hey, what's going on with the Red Sox and the Yankees? This allegation that the Red Sox are using Apple watches to illegally sort of steal signs or signals from the Yankees. What's going on there?
So we got some cheating and admitted to cheating, which is even better, because rarely cheaters admit to it. But the Boston Red Sox were using Apple watches to steal signs from the New York Yankees in an attempt to beat the Yankees. And basically what they did was they had their video personnel signal via the Apple phone to the trainer, who would then signal to the players. So here's my guess as to how it went on, John. The video guy sees that it's either going to be a fastball or something off speed. He relays it immediately on the Apple phone to the trainer, who then, I'm guessing, either steps to the left or steps to the right in the dugout or something with his hands to, say, a runner out on second base, who then moves one way or another way or lifts up his hand or puts it down, signaling to the batter as to what's coming. I mean, this has to happen really fast for it to be effective. So they must have worked on this.
So it goes from the video guy to the trainer to the runner on second base, who then is able to signal to the batter if it's going to be a fastball or an off-speed pitch.
I guess. I mean,
okay, but here's I don't understand what the Apple Watch has to do with it, because I can do that watching TV. You see if he puts a one down or a two down. Most of us, if you watch an inning or two, you figure out what the signals are for that game. And you could just watch TV. No, maybe you couldn't, because TV's tape delayed. What I'm seeing on TV, I wouldn't be able to get in time. Never mind that.
I think they're in the video room. I mean, time is of the essence here, right? I mean, it's got to be as quick as possible.
So you got
people in the video room. You got the trainer on the bench. And you got the runner out there, and it's all got to get to the batter, and they got about 2 seconds.
Why is that against the rules, Carm?
Well, it's cheating, John.
I don't think it is. Wait a minute. Explain to me how that's cheating. If my team has broken your code, why wouldn't we relay that to our batters? How is that cheating?
Well, see, I think it's cheating to me if you're using technology. Like, if I'm sitting there with some camera out in center field and I'm zooming in on the catcher's crotch, for lack of a better way of putting it, there's something about that seems wrong. Now, if I'm watching the third base coach and he's going through his signs and I figure it out, well, then that's on them. But
okay,
when you're using all of the available, that's not in the spirit of the game.
Okay, so suppose it was that. Let's work it backwards. Suppose the runner on second base, pitcher sometimes tip their pitches based on the mechanics of their hand or whatever. So suppose the guy on second base goes, oh, this is going to be a fastball, I can tell. Or he's stealing the signs from the catcher. Are you okay with him relaying that information to the batter through some hand signal? Hey, fastball. Hey, curveball.
Absolutely. If you can just sit there by yourself and figure it out and relay it to the batter, and the batter wants to take that risk.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Now, and if the third base coach figures it out and relays it either to the batter. I was in Pony League 1 year, and the coach had figured out whether or not they were going to throw a fastball or curveball. So, and granted, we're just 16-year-old knuckleheads. We don't know anything. But he said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. If I call your last name, that'll be curveball. If I call your first name, that'll be fastball. So I'll say, come on, John. And I'll go, okay, fastball. And he'd say, come on, Williams. And that would be curveball. And so that was, we'd broken the code. There were two problems with that. One was, we couldn't hit a curveball or a fastball either way. If you said, here comes a fastball, we were probably not going to make contact. Secondly, a lot of us would be up there going, Williams, which is that? Curveball or fastball? So really, you know, you have to step out and go, okay, which one was that, coach? Fastball? Okay, thank you. Okay, throw the fastball now. So it didn't help us much. Okay, but if the third base coach or somebody in the dugout figures it out, no technology, just they're clever, You're still okay with that, right?
Yes, 100%.
But if they use a camera from center field, say, zoom in on the crotch, and then relay it on their Apple Watches into the dugout through the route you described, it's the technology that's bothering you.
To me, maybe not to others. It sounds like maybe for you, John, it's okay that they do that. I don't know.
I don't know that. Well, I think that's an interesting way to determine then. You don't mind them cheating. You just don't want them to use technology to cheat. You don't mind them stealing signals. You just don't want them using a watch or a camera to do it.
Yeah, if you're dumb enough that somebody can figure out your signals by just watching what you're doing, it's over and over at the same thing, then okay, you got what was coming to you. By the way, what also is coming to you when you steal signs is a pitch in your ear, so there's that risk.
Yeah, is that what they do?
That is absolutely what they do.
They'll back you off that way. And so the Red Sox have said, yes, we did that, huh?
The Red Sox acknowledged it, and by acknowledging it, well, when they acknowledged it, they said, but the Yankees were doing it too.
So
I lied, but so did you.
So what's the penalty going to be for the Red Sox then?
Well, that's up to baseball commissioner Rob Manfred, and he is not yet decided. I really don't know what he's going to do. I'm going to guess we're going to have some fine and maybe a forfeiture of a draft pick.
Is this really? That's okay. And is this a real black eye on the integrity of the Red Sox, or does everybody just kind of shrug at something like this?
Yeah, no one cares about integrity anymore, basically, in anything. If you're not cheating, you ain't trying. Like, that's more popular than any statement nowadays, right?
Really? Well, is there an equivalent to this in football? Aren't there issues of guys stealing plays or videotaping other teams' practices, stuff like that?
I mean, look at the Patriots. We got Deflategate. We've got the Saints had, well, it's different, Bountygate. But the Patriots have deflated footballs. They have videoed teams when they were practicing when they're not allowed to do it. And, you know, all they do is win Super Bowls and sell tons of merchandise.
So, yeah. All right. Well, fair enough. Anything else you got for me, Carm? Should I be asking you about any other glaring sports question this afternoon?
Bears are going to beat the Falcons on Sunday, John.
And
write it down.
And who's the number? Well, I knew that. I'm asking. You sound like President Trump. He tweeted today, hurricane, largest ever, because nobody else has the Weather Channel. I knew that we had a game this weekend. The starting quarterback is going to be Glennon.
Yes, but no one's predicting the Bears to win. I thought that was a bit of a bold statement. Not really sure how I feel about being compared to the president, but I'll let that go. No one is picking the Bears. I'm giving you breaking news right now.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
The Falcons.
Oh, I thought you said just they were playing, but you said the Bears will beat the Falcons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Pardon me. I should have listened more carefully.
I'm basing that on nothing, by the way.
Oh, it's okay. It's an informed opinion. Nobody knows. Look at that Nevada football game. What was the spread on that? And the game was 45-44. It was the biggest upset in history for gambling or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about, Carm?
Yeah, UNLV and Howard, Division I AA Howard with Cam Newton's brother as the quarterback. The biggest upset in the history of college football. That was awesome. I was thrilled to see that.
Did it remind you of Appalachian State beating Michigan a few years ago?
Now that's a good memory, too. That's a great one to bring up.
Ron,
what do you think, hey, before I go, what do you think about Jim Harbaugh going to kids' houses and having a sleepover to recruit them?
I'm not aware of that. When he does the sleepover, does he sleep in the same bed or bedroom as the kids?
I hope it's not in the same bed. I'm assuming it's in the same bedroom. They wear their jammies. Their kicker this weekend, John, kicked four field goals, one from 50, another one from 55. And the way his name's Quinn Norden, the way Jim Harbaugh recruited him, amongst others that he's recruited, he went and had a sleepover at his house. That is weird.
By the way, Ron has a question for you. Ron, you're on WGN. What did you want to say, Ron?
Well, I want to say that when that's going on, cheating, that's not part of the game. Part of the game are the players, the coaches, and the dugout. It's a game between the two teams. You take outside influence, that's cheating then.
Yeah.
That's, totally, you know, I was reading a paper where it says that part of the game is getting that guy on second base and him trying to figure out what the next pitch is and relaying it back to the batter. They had their own ways of doing it. And I think what Khan says is how many times you see them making all them signals. I have heard somewhere before that a guy might make 5 signals and only one of those is the one that he wants. When he first puts out the fingers, he says, maybe it's the 3rd signal I'm going to shoot out. That's the real one, because they don't want you to figure it out.
Yeah, right, sure. Or sometimes they'll use an indicator for a pitch, and then the real call will be the signal after the indicator call, and you got to figure out what that is. I mean, they can be pretty sophisticated about how the pitcher and catcher communicate. I'm not saying stealing signals is easy. Mark's point is that if you use extra technology, then that's where the cheating takes place.
Yeah. And Ron, if the 3rd number they put down is always the pitch that they're going to throw, and the Yankees, the Red Sox, or any team figures that out, that's on who's ever doing the same signal to me. Now, that's just my opinion, obviously. Technology, though, and, you know, I'm going to zoom in, I'm going to do this, that just seems way off.
Well, you know, I don't like it when players are dishonest anyway. And I know, like, if you know you didn't tag the runner out at second base, but you show the glove and walk off the field, start that trot like, I got him, yeah. And we say you sold that call. I get that. I understand that that's part of the game. But there's something about that I don't love. In the NBA, if you flop and the guy didn't hit you, but you can trick the ump, the referee, into calling the foul, I don't love that about the game either. In a perfect world, none of this happens.
I completely agree, and I've done that take a million different times, John, and I always get huge blowback on it. But, you know, like, if you play a ton of rec league basketball, if you know that the ball's out on you,
yeah,
and you've got some official who's a rec league official who's doing his best but gets it wrong, you would be in a great amount of integrity if you said, actually, that was out on me.
Yep.
Now, rarely do we do that, but that would be the right thing to do.
Well, or, yeah, depends on the league and the players. Evidently, you're playing with either a more competitive group of guys or a less honest group of guys, but in the history of the NBA, have you ever seen a player tell the ump, the ref, no, I fouled him, or no, I didn't foul him, or the ball was in or out, you know, do what the right call was, even though it was against his own self-interest? Have you ever seen the player own up to a bad call?
The best story that I have on that for you was a high school story, DeKalb, Illinois. Kid, his mom had died earlier that day. He wasn't expected to be at the game. He comes to the game, but he wasn't written in the scorer's book. So when he checked into the game, it was a technical foul. And the other team was awarded 2 free throws, and they went to the line and missed both free throws on purpose, saying, we're not taking those points.
Nice, nice. Yeah, that's a great, sad story. But I think that's what I would have told my kid to do at the free throw line, too.
Right?
And in retrospect, if it had been me at the free throw line, there was no chance I was going to make them anyway. hey, Carm, I got to run. We'll listen for you. When are you on the radio next time? Saturday again?
Saturday, Northwestern, and then we'll start at 4 after the game as well.
You do the pregame coverage for Wildcat football, right?
We'll do our interview this week. We'll be with one of the we'll have a Wildcat preview game in the Macon Wilson. Jeez, my mind's going. Macon Wilson, one of their star receivers. We'll talk to him in the pregame on Saturday, John.
It's a great broadcast. I sure enjoyed this week's coverage, and Dave Ennett was sure on his game, and you guys were too. We'll listen again. Thanks, Carm.
Thanks, John.
That's Mark Carman, WGN Sports.